Good morning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How I define an angel. That's an interesting idea, isn't it? How I define an angel. All of us look at the world about us and we judge it. We say what it is. We say what we think it is. We say what it should be. We say how it should act and stuff like that. But how do we really define it? We define virtually everything in life based upon our experiences, based upon our past, based upon what we've learned and heard from others. And with those eyes, with that viewpoint, we look at the world. And as we look at the world, we see it fulfilling or not fulfilling. We see it revealing or not revealing. We see it wonderful or not wonderful. We see it from the point of view that there is so much to be done. There's so much to be accomplished. Well, if I were to stop and think for just a moment, think about heaven. And what is heaven? Heaven truly is a state of consciousness. Heaven is where we dwell in our highest and our best and our most lovely thinking. And we call the inhabitants of heaven angels. Yes. When we think of ourselves going to heaven when we die, we think, what are we going to become? Well, the only thing that dwells in heaven is God and angels, according to our understanding. And so, we either are God or we are angels. Well now, in the Bible, God tells us that we're God. And man would have us believe that we are less than God. Certainly, there can only be one God, and that God is the allness, the isness, and so anything else must be under God or like an angel. And so we think of ourselves as this less than God being, an angel. And every time we think of ourselves as being less than God, we act less than God. We call Satan a fallen angel. Well, that's what the Bible calls it. And because we call Satan a fallen angel, we think, well, no, we're not so bad. When we make mistakes, we're just a fallen angel. Well, this is all well and good. It makes us feel content. It makes us feel happy. But it allows us to forget who we really are. Who are you? Who am I? Well, there is only one, and there's only the divine. There's only God in all, through all, as all. And that's us. And now, if for 1 minute we think that as God, we are a confused bunch of shysters, well, that's exactly what we are. If we think, as God, we're going to live in some other time than now, then we live in a confused life. I listened to a tape of a seminar by Eckhart Tolle last night, and he's quite a charming fellow. He reminded me of the saints from my reading of the early saints of the Catholic Church and other churches, other philosophies. And these saints were always people seeking God, seeking God, seeking God, seeking God outside of themselves. And they would protest and proclaim loudly and often, O God, help thou mine unbelief. They didn't believe. And they couldn't believe, and they never will believe. Anyone who comes around teaching us that we have to labor and slave over the content of the idea of understanding that we are God is just adding to the coals of burnt fuel, getting us nowhere at all. It's only when we stop looking at ourselves as something other than what we are, we stop looking at ourselves as human beings and look at ourselves as divine beings, only then do we raise into the high level of what it is to be our finest and our best. I define an angel as being something less than God. Well, how do you define an angel? I define an angel as a very noble, wonderful, delightful being, and a consciousness or an entity, as people think of themselves in that way. Oh, you're an angel for being so thoughtful. You're an angel for doing this. Life's like that. But this is merely a matter of running away from being responsible for who we are. If everything we do is a delight and fun, then as I walk through a meadow of beautiful flowers, I am in paradise. I am in heaven. If I see a person doing something nice to another person and I'm objectively viewing it and I say, what a lovely thing. What a heavenly consciousness that person has. When I see beautiful and good things in this world, I label them heavenly and I label them angelic. In truth, they are just being unconditional love. And unconditional love is our reality, not our unusual experience. Too often we like to say it is something that we want to have. I delight in listening to people as they argue for their unhappiness, as they argue for their limitations, as they argue for their, I don't know it yet. I want to understand it. Teach me. And God says, ask, and it's done unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it'll be opened before you. Let the wisdom of the inner universe, of the inner awareness of who you are, who I am, be revealed. All knowledge already dwells within us. All wisdom, how to use that knowledge, all wisdom already dwells within each one of us. And we are the allness. But we keep backing away from it as though it were something that's going to burn us. Oh, it'll burn us, all right. It'll burn away all our thoughts of limitation. It'll burn away all our belief that we can't do something. And we'll do it beautifully. As we wake up to this inner light and stop chasing after the appearances on the human world, we become so glorious, so wonderful, so happy, so fulfilled, so content, so expressing our inner peace that in the eyes of all humanity, they'll say, oh, what an angel. What an angelic consciousness that person has. They're living in a state of heaven. How wonderful. Well, it's not because we chased after the world. It's not because we wanted to know. It's because we acknowledged that we are God indeed. And we do know. And we know now. And we live as beautiful beings. We live as beautiful beings, and in living as beautiful beings, there will be people who will try to kick off the pedestal underneath our awareness. There will be people who try to tear us down, because if they can tear us down, then we are on their level. And when we are on their level, if we ever allow ourselves to be a human rather than to be divine, then we have forgotten our purpose for being here. And our purpose for being here is not to have the trials and arrows of misfortune, as Shakespeare so well put it. It is not that we are going to live in life's misery and unhappiness. It's that we're going to live in bliss. For this is our reality. We're going to live in absolute joy. For this is the truth about every experience that we choose to have. It is joy, it is bliss, it is peace, it is harmony. It's only when we turn away from our divine recognition of these things and look at ourselves as human beings, only then do we feel limited, do we feel put down, do we feel in any way unhappy. Only then are we no longer on the path of our inner bliss. Join with me today as I walk in heaven, as I walk in bliss, as I am my divine reality under all circumstances, and I'm untouched by the appearance world, the the illusion world that's constantly changing. And I live in the now, in absolute awareness that I am, that I am. Join with me in our bliss. We live in the real heaven. And we live there now. I love you. I love you. I love you.